感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
有机会跟弟兄姐妹在一起敬拜神。
I have the opportunity to worship God with you.
那么也谢谢伊牧师，他给我这个机会跟你们分享神的话。
I also want to thank Pastor Yi for this opportunity to share God's word with you.
跟你们在一起敬拜，总是对我来讲总是一件蛮喜乐的事情啊。
It is always a joy to worship with you.
因为这是神在创世以前为我们所预备的。
Because this is what God has prepared for us in the eternal past.
让我们能够在一起敬拜他。
So that we may be together worshiping Him.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神。
Our heavenly Father.
爱我们的主耶稣基督。
The Christ who loves us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
感谢你，你自己在创世以前，你就为我们预备了这个日子。
We thank you for have prepared this day for us in the eternal past.
你知道我们需要的。
You know that we need it.
你知道我们应该要来到你的面前。
You know we need to come before you.
我们也感谢你拣选了我们。
We also thank you for have chosen us.
虽然我们那个时候还没有，我们还没有出现。
Even though even before we were born.
但是你早就知道了。
But you already know.
你拣选了我们。
You have chosen us.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
让我们怀着一颗诚实和敬拜的心来到你的面前。
Let us come before you with earnest and fearful hearts.
愿你自己把你的话解开。
May you open your words.
开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
让我们能够看见。
So that we may see.
看见你所做的事情。
They see what you have completed.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
母亲节啊，先祝
Mother's Day.
先祝大家母亲节快乐。
We congratulate and wish Happy Mother's Day to all.
不一定是只对母亲哈。
Not only for mothers.
或者是你还不是母亲呢。
Or if you're not a mother yet.
或者是我们永远没办法做母亲的。
Or even we can never be a mother.
但是神总是让我们跟母亲有关系。
But God led us to have relations with our mothers.
当我们信了主之后
，After we become a believer,
我们所有的事情我们都可以感谢带到神的面前。
We can come to God, give thanks for all things.
所以我在这里祝每一个人母亲节快乐哈。
So I wish everyone a happy Mother's Day.
我们常常想会要送什么样的礼物给我们的母亲，对不对
？We often want to think what kind of gifts we're going to give to our mothers.
或者我们中间已经我们做丈夫的，我们要想想说要送一个什么样的礼物给我们的太太，对不对
？Or as husbands, what kind of gifts are we going to bring to our wives?
因为你去店里面买东西的时候，他就会这些卡片啊，母亲节卡片，他就分开的，什么to my wife 啦，from both of us 啦，然后。还有 my cousin 啊，一大堆各式各样的。
So when you go to the store, you can see the cards. They are in different categories, and you know, from both of us, for my cousin, for my mother, for mothers.
那么我们常常在想说要送什么样的礼物，对不对
？So oftentimes we think what kind of gifts we're going to bring to wives.
当我在想这些事情的时候
，But I was thinking about this.
那我就想到圣经上面让我们看见的一些事情。
So let me thought the things the Bible taught us.
我们从箴言里面我们看见。
From the Proverbs we can see.
箴言里面常常就是在教导说，我儿啊，你要听你父亲的话。
In the Proverbs, it often teaches us say, "Son, listen to your father."
然后他也说，也要听你母亲的教导。
It also says, "Listen to the teachings of your mothers."
但是多半的时候都是讲到父亲。
But oftentimes talk about the fathers.
那么。当他这样讲的时候，我就在想，所以父亲是一个很重要的人。
So when I thought about this, I think a father is a very important.
那我们看见所罗门写箴言，他就是把这个教导的责任，其实主要哈，当然是父母亲都有，但是主要的是放在父亲的身上。
So Solomon wrote the Proverbs, put the teaching responsibility on the fathers, although for both parents.
但是当小孩子不听话的时候。
But when the children disobey,
愚昧的时候
，when they're fools,
或者是愚顽的时候
，or when they're stubborn,
他就说会伤到母亲的心。
Then he will say it will hurt the mother's heart.
所以我自己在想，这个做父亲的大概是一个关键人物。
I think the fathers may be a key person.
从这个角度，我就在想说，那我们要什么样的礼物是一个最好的礼物？
So from that kind of perspective, I think what is a best gift?
我们在圣经里面看到有一个女子啊，叫做哈拿。
So in the Bible, we know there was a woman by the name of Hannah.
Hannah 是撒母耳的母亲。
It's the mother of Samuel.
那么在她还没有撒母耳，还没有小孩的时候。
Before there was no child, there did not have any child.
因为她家里面另外有一个太太。
Because there was another wife in the house.
所以呢，他们之间就有。他就有很多的愁苦在他心里面。
Therefore, he has some sorrow in his heart, in her heart.
那么这个他的先生呢，以利加拿呢，就告诉他，他说有我不比十个儿子还好吗
？So her husband told her, if you have me, isn't it better than 10 children?
所以我就在想，做父亲呢是一个关键人物哈。
So I thought fathers are key persons.
我们刚才读的经文。
What we have just read.
我们从二十二节开始一直到第二十九节。
From verse 22 to 29.
其实我们如果从二十二节到三十二节的话。
If we read from 20 to 32.
我们在这里面看到有几次重复的一句话或者是很类似的话。
There we're going to see a sentence that repeated or similar sentences.
就是他五次提到他说用基督和教会之间的关系来让我们看见这一段经文的重要的地方。
So he mentioned that we look to the relationship between Christ and the church to show the importance of this passage.
在第二十三节他就告诉我们说他说如同基督是教会的头。
So in verse 23 is that it's like Christ is the head of the church.
然后他二十四节他又说教会怎样顺服基督。
In verse 24, it says how the church is obedient to Christ.
然后第二十五节他说这丈夫的要爱你们妻子。接下去他讲一句话，正如基督爱教会。
So in verse 25, again he says that you are loved to your wife just as Christ loved the church.
然后第二十九节他说从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜。他又讲了一句，他说正像基督待教会一样。
In verse 29 he said just as Christ does the church.
然后到第三十二节，这是他的一个最重要总结的一句话。
We get to verse 32. This is the most important conclusion.
他说这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church.
那么我们如果再重新思想这一段经文的意思的话。
So once again, if we think about the meanings of this passage.
在这里他不只是讲到说丈夫的要爱，做丈夫的要爱妻子。
Here, he not only is talking about the husbands ought to love their wife.
或者是做妻子的要顺服他的自己的丈夫。
All wives will be submissive to their husbands.
那么当我们讲到每次讲到这一段经文的时候，我们总是在注意说怎么样去顺服，或者是做丈夫的怎么样去爱他的妻子。
Whenever we read this passage, we are thinking how to love wives, how to submissive to husband, and how husbands should love wives.
从我们刚才所看到这五个地方。
From the five places we have just read.
我自己相信神是要我们从一个属灵的眼光来看这个关系。
I believe God wants us to look at this relationship in a spiritual manner.
是要从神的智慧来看这些事情。
To look at this from God's wisdom.
因为他告诉我们说，基督和教会之间的关系，这不是属世的。
Because he told us it's relationship between Christ and church. This is not the worldly.
所以我们就要想说，什么样的礼物给做母亲的，或者是给我们的太太在母亲节的时候，其实不只是母亲节哈。那么什么样的礼物是最好的？
So let's think, what is the best gift for our wives and mothers?
当然最好的礼物就是耶稣基督。
Of course, the best present would be Jesus Christ.
但是我们从这里面，我们今天来思想几个方面哈。
So let's look at this in many aspects.
一个做丈夫的，你怎么样给你太太，她是一个母亲，最好的一个礼物。
For a husband, how can you give your wife who is the best person is the mother.
你一定要从属灵的眼光来看。
You have to look at the spirit.
你一定要从天上看下来。
You have to look from above, looking down.
不是看我们人世间的。
It's not looking in the impersonal, in the world.
所以第一件事情，你必须要一个重生的生命。
So first, you must have a born again life.
你自己才能够看见这个属灵里面的奥秘。
Then you can see the spiritual mystery.
我们看一下哥罗西书第二章十三节。
Let's go to Colossians chapter 2 verse 13.
哥罗西书第二章十三节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 13.
我念给你们听啊。他说你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了。神赦免了你们一切过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来。后面我们就不念了。在这里呢，他告诉我们什么呢？他告诉我们，从前在我们还没有信主之前，我们是死的。
He tells us we were dead before we believed in Christ.
虽然你可以像其他人一样，你在这个世界上做很多的事情。
Even though you can like everyone else can do many things.
你可以念书，你可以做工，你可以赚钱。
You can study, you can work, you can earn money.
甚至你可以养家。
You can even raise a family.
但是你在灵里面是死掉的。
But you are dead spiritually.
你是没有办法认识神的。
You cannot know God.
你不知道基督爱教会是什么意思。
You do not know the meaning of Christ and church.
因为主耶稣他为我们所做的一件事情，他为我们钉死在十字架上。
Because Christ done one thing for us, He died on the cross for us.
神才会赦免我们的罪。
Then God can forgive our sins.
不是因为你去求啊，你去求，他就赦免你的罪。
Not because we ask, we pray, therefore we're forgiven.
在我们求他之前，主耶稣已经替我们成就了一件事情。
Even before we ask, Christ has done one thing for us already.
神才会赦免我们的过犯。
Then God can forgive our transgressions.
接下去在哥罗西书那边他就告诉我们说，然后神使我们与基督一同活过来。
And continue here in Colossians, then God let us resurrect together with Christ.
让我们与他的生命联合。
So our life can be connected with him.
我们才从死里面复活过来。
Then we can resurrect from death.
然后他才给我们信心。
Then he will give us faith.
然后他使我们被称为义。
Then we can be justified.
弟兄们
Brothers,
当然也是对姐妹哈
of course for sisters too.
我们才能够看见
We can see.
我们才能够凭着我们所谓的属灵的眼光来看见这些事情
Then we can see the thing from our spiritual eyes.
第二个
The second,
我们看见耶稣是你的头
We see that Jesus is your head.
你是你照他太太的头
He's the head of the wife.
但是基督是所有全体的头
Christ is the head of all
他也是你的头
It's also your head
所以我们要做什么事情
So what do we need to do?
圣经上讲说做妻子的要凡事顺服你们的丈夫
So the Bible says wives in all things submissive to your husband
我觉得这件事情是很公平的
I think this is very fair
除非一个做丈夫的你也像妻子一样完全顺服丈夫、完全顺服主。
Only as a husband, you are also submissive to your Lord Christ in all things.
就好像我们管教儿女。
Just like we teach our children.
在以弗所书第六章里面，他第一句话就说：“你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母。”
So it says that you children ought to be submissive to your parents in Christ.
这是理所当然的。
This is what you ought to do.
为什么
？Why?
为什么是理所当然的
？Why is the you ought to do?
因为做父母的也必须要在主里面。
Because parents should also be in Christ.
主耶稣是我们的头。
Lord Jesus is our head.
是因为他用重价把我们买赎回来。
Because he has redeemed us with great price.
然后他让我们与他的身体联合。
So that we can be connected with him.
让我们能够从死里复活。
So we may resurrect from death.
是他自己为我们舍身流血。
He has himself died and bled for us.
把我们买赎。
And redeemed us.
成为我们的救主。
become our savior.
换句话讲，你就是要认他做主。
In other words, you have to acknowledge him as Lord.
你在这个世界上，你必须要做门徒。
In this world, you have to be a disciple.
如果我们用英文讲啊，就是说你做不做门徒不是一个 option。
See, it's not an option whether you want to be a disciple or not.
你必须要做门徒。
You have to be a disciple.
你们想想看。
Just to think.
你与主的 生命联合在一起。
When your life is combined with Christ,
然后你不做他的门徒。
If you do not want to be his disciple,
这不是一件很奇怪的事情吗？
So that would be a strange thing.
你没办法想通的，这是一个不合逻辑的。
It's not logical.
我们看路加福音十四章。
Let's go to Luke chapter 14.
路加福音第十四章，在那里讲到我们通常讲的说这一段经文是讲到说做门徒的代价、
Luke 14 whenever we think about we think this is the price to be a disciple
或者是说我们讲说你要想一想、你能不能付这么多的代价然后你要做门徒
so you have to think carefully if you want to be a disciple this is what you have to pay
但是实际上你如果仔细的看这一段经文的时候
but if you carefully read this passage
其实主耶稣不是讲说你可以选择的。
Christ, the Lord is not saying you have a choice.
他说你必须要做门徒。
He said you have to be a disciple.
那么我们不仔细去看。
We're not going to, if we don't carefully read it.
但是呢，我们从最后我们看三十四节哈。
Let's read verse 34.
他说盐本是好的，盐若失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？或用在田里，或堆在粪里，都不合适，只好丢在外面。有耳可听的，就应当听。在这里，主耶稣前面讲了说，什么样的人不能做门徒？什么样的人不能做门徒？什么样的人不能做门徒？总共有三种人是不可以做门徒的。
So before this, Christ has said the three types of people who cannot be disciples.
但是主耶稣最后讲了，如果我们不做门徒的话，我们就好像盐失了味一样。
Jesus last said, if we are not disciples, we are like salt and lost the saltiness.
那么在当时的盐啊，有一个作用就是调味的。
In those days, one of the functions of salt is to make taste good.
还有一个呢，就是它的盐啊，是撒在田里面做肥料的。
Another one is spread in the field to be fertilized.
这是我们很少想过的啊。
We've never thought about that.
因为这个盐撒在田里面啊，它会让那个土里面的这个那些这个酵母酵素啊，不会让它发酵发得太快。
So if you put the salt on the soil, you make them not to ferment too quickly.
那么最后一个用法是什么呢
？What's the last use of salt?
他说是堆在粪里面。
It's put in the manure.
其实哈，并不是说我们现在想象的就是把盐撒在粪里面，不是没用处了吗？
We think if we put salt in the manure,
其实不是的。
It's not true.
他这个地方是说，当他们在烤东西的时候，当他们在烤面包啊，烤食物的时候啊，他们是用干的粪做火柴哈。
In those days when they bake food, they use dried manure to bake.
但是他每次烤的时候，他下面一定要铺一层盐。
So whenever they bake.They have put a layer of
那么这个盐呢就会让它的火很旺
so that will make the fire strong
所以在这里主耶稣就告诉我们说如果一个人不做门徒第一个他就像盐失了味第二个他丢在田里面没有用处的第三个他连火就是用来烧火也没有用处的
so if a man who does not want to be a disciple is like the salt who is not usedIn the food, not used in the soil, cannot even make a fire.
所以他在教会外面，在教会里面都没有什么用处。
Therefore, he is useless inside and outside the church.
我们刚才听到那个英文是 useless 哈，另外还有一个字就是 worthless.
Actually, it's worthless.
所以第二件事情我们要知道的。
Another thing we need to know.
因为他是我们的救主。
Because he's our savior.
一个做丈夫的，你如果要成为你太太的一个最好的礼物，你要跟随主做门徒的。
If a husband wants to be the best present for your wife, You should follow Christ to be a disciple.
第三个，我们回到以弗所书第五章。
Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章在这里告诉我们说这个啊，在第二十九节哈，他说从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样。那么在这里呢，他就告诉我们，你先要保养你自己。
So in verse 29, first you should take care of yourself.
弟兄姐妹记得哈，特别是弟兄，这里不是讲说我们去什么 anytime fitness 哈，或者是这个一回来就叫你的太太给你烧什么红烧蹄膀啦，照顾你的身体啦，不是这个意思。
So brothers, remember, this is not you have to go to the gym to exercise like a fitness, or you come home and you ask your wife to cook you the best dish to nourish you.
他说保养顾惜好像基督待教会一样。
He said care yourself as if Jesus has done for the church.
所以你自己先要追求属灵的事情。
So you have to seek spiritual things first.
若我们看第二十六节哈。
If we read verse 26,
在第二十六节，他就告诉我们说，他说要用水，这就是基督怎么样保养顾惜他自己的身体哈。他说要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。所以在这里，他就告诉我们说，他要我们一个做丈夫的啊，我们先要把自己献给。我们的主要跟随他。
Here it tells us as husbands we ought to commit ourselves to Christ first.
你要先追求圣洁的事情。
You have to first seek the holy things.
你要先追求在基督里的长进。
You have to seek the growth in Christ.
不要不在乎你自己的灵命。
Don't care less about your spiritual life.
我们在一般的华人教会里面所碰到的现象，都是姐妹比较追求。
Oftentimes in the church, the sisters are desiring more spiritual things.
然后很多的教会聚会呢，很多时候追求的聚会呢，都是姐妹比较多。
Oftentimes when the churches have meetings and revivals, the sisters participate.
很多时候也是教会里面的侍奉也是姐妹占多数。
Oftentimes the sisters.More in the church.
在这里他就告诉我们神主耶稣他要用水借着道把他自己的身体教会洗净。
So here it tells us that our Lord Jesus cleansed the church through the words and the water.
我觉得这个地方哈，我们可以这样子了解哈，弟兄们或者是姐妹哈，我们这今天是针对着弟兄来的。OK， 弟兄们，你要把你自己浸泡在神的话里面。
So for brothers, you ought to soak yourselves in God's word.
用水借着道把教会洗净，我觉得用我们现在的了解，就是把我们浸泡在神的话语里面。
So to immerse ourselves in God's word.
一个人把他自己浸泡在神的话里面，然后神的话就会慢慢慢慢的把他洁净。
If a person immerses himself in God's word, then the God's word will slowly, gradually cleanse him.
如果没有神的话语，
if there's no God's word,
我们的心思意念还是过去的，
all our thoughts are still like the past.
更危险的，
it's even more dangerous.
就是我们信了主之后，我们会道听途说。
If we after we become believer, we're still listening to what other people are saying.
我们要把我们自己浸泡在神的话里面。
We ought to immerse ourselves in God's word.
我们中间有很多你刚刚才信主。
Some of you may become new, maybe.
信主的时间不多。
Hasn't been a long time yet.
你必须要马上开始。
You must start right now.
把你自己浸泡在神的话语里面。
Immerse yourself in God's word.
你要去把神的话藏在你的心里。
You should keep God's words inside.
你要去记住神的话。
You have to remember, memorize God's words.
而且是要去默想神的话。
You have to meditate God's words.
不要很不在乎的。
Don't be careless.
如果我们没有神的话，我们怎么在教会里面服事？
How can we serve in the church if we do not have a God's word?
有很多人信了主之后，
Many of people became believers.
对神的话没有什么兴趣的。
They lost interest in God's word.
他没有办法在教会里面服事。
He cannot serve in the church.
因为从他脑筋里面出来的就是他过去的经验，或者是他在世界上所受到的这一切的知识。
Because what he has thought of are his past experiences.And the knowledge accumulated from the world.
我们一定要想一件事情。
We need to think one thing.
我们是在教会里面。
We are in church.
教会是神用他的儿子，用他的独生爱子的生命重价买赎回来的。
The church is redeemed. God redeemed by the precious life of His Son.
如果我们不被神的话语所充满
，If we are not filled with God's word,
我们怎么被这么样的？珍贵，真的，我自己觉得这么样的宝贝，这么样的珍贵的一个教会里面去服侍。
How can we serve in such a precious church?
没有办法的。
We can't.
难怪，你知道，你从圣经上面去看，神对于圣经上面对于长老的资格的规定。
That's why you study the Bible, the qualification for elders in the Bible.
这是一个很高很高的标准的。
It's a very high standard.
因为神知道他的身体。
Because God knows his body.
他要这样子的人在教会里面做领袖。
He wants such kind of person to be leaders in
the church. 不是随随便便的。
It's not just anyone.
所以他就讲，他说你们要羡慕善工。
So you ought to desire good work.
这是他对弟兄们讲的。
But he said to the brothers.
第三点就是我们讲要把我们自己浸泡在神的话语里面。
So the third is we need to immerse ourselves in God's word.
当然我们知道弟兄们很多时候要赚钱养家，对不对？
We know brothers you have to earn money to raise a family.
我们也不能忽略这个。
We cannot ignore that.
但是很多时候我们做弟兄们，我们要问问我们自己。
But oftentimes as brothers we need to ask ourselves.
我是为了我自己的名誉呢，我是为了我自己的地位呢，我是为了我自己的抱负在那边追求呢，还是真的是照着神的心意？
Am I seeking because of my reputation, because of my hopes, or am I truly seeking?
还是为了满足自己？
Or to satisfy ourselves?
当然有的时候做太太的会在旁边会催促的哈。
Or sometimes the wives will encourage us.
哎，我也发现有很多太太会告诉她的先生，你为什么不像人家赚这么多钱哈
？There was a wife who asked the husband, "How come you don't earn as much money like the others?"
我告诉你，在阿摩斯书里面就把这些人骂了一顿。
You know, in the book of Amos, has rebuked them.
你们如果要看，你们可以自己去看。
If you like to read, you can go read it.
第四个。
The fourth.
做丈夫的，你要欢欢喜喜做丈夫。
So,Husbands are to be joyful as a husband.
我们中间做丈夫的，你是不是欢欢喜喜的做丈夫哈
？So husbands, are you very happy and joyful?
你要有喜乐。
You have to have joy.
你要欢欢喜喜的爱你自己的太太。
You love your wife with joy.
不要苦待你的妻子。
So do not mistreat your wife.
在哥罗西书第三章十九节那边讲，他说：“你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。”
所以 Colossians 三章 chapter 3 verse 19, the husbands love your wives and do not be harsh with them.
不要发怨言。
Don't complain.
要心甘情愿的。
You have to be willingly to do it.
你的妻子很可能有一天你会发现，你说她怎么不可爱了？
Maybe one day you realize, you say, how come my wife is no longer lovable?
但是你还是要爱她。
But you still have to love her.
像基督爱教会一样。
Just as Christ loved the church.
你我原本是以神为仇敌的。
We were enmity with God.
我们是 不可爱的。
We are not lovable.
但是神却爱我们。
But God loved us.
太太年纪大了。
When your wife's getting in age.
或者是我们讲说人老珠黄啊。
When you become old, age is like the pearl loses color.
你还是要爱她。
You still have to love her.
主不但爱我们哈。
God, our Lord, will not only love us.
而且他是欢欢喜喜的爱我们。
He also loves us in joy.
我们看诗篇第四十篇。
Let's go to Psalm 40.
诗篇四十篇第六节到第八节。
Verse 6
我想你们中间有很多人会想，想说这个马牧师你哪里来的解经，怎么解成这个样子啊？
Some will say, how come passing you interpret Bible this way?
在以弗所书第五章里面，我们看不出来这个，但是呢，我们从圣经其他地方我们可以看得出来，四十篇第六节到第八节，我们一起念啊。
Verse 6 and we read together.
祭物和礼物你不喜悦，你已经开通我的耳朵，燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要。那时我说，看哪、啊，我来了，我的事在经卷上已经记载了，我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。看到没有，这是一个地方，这个地方是讲主耶稣啊，这个地方是预表那位基督，那位弥赛亚。那么他说，我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行。
So oh my God, your law is within my heart and desire to do your will. This is regarding our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣来到这个世界上，他为了他自己的教会，
Lord came to the world for his own church.
他的心态是什么？
What is his attitude?
他的心态就是乐意的去做。
He did everything willingly.
那么希伯来书第十二章第二节，那边他说，当他看见了前面的喜乐，就轻看了十字架的羞辱，这就是他要成就的事情。这就是他就是看见这些事情会给他带来喜乐。
SoIn Hebrew, he saw those things will bring him joy.
弟兄们，你能看见吗？
Can you see that, brothers and sisters?
透过你自己的婚姻，你能够看见你自己的身子的成长吗？就是你的太太啊。
Through your marriage, can you see your body's growing, which is your wife?
然后给你带来的是一种喜乐。
And that brings you joy.
这个我们从路加福音里面我们可以看到啊，路加福音十五章，我希望你们我们一起看一下路加福音第十五章。
Let's go to Luke 16. We can see that.
路加福音第十五章，在这里主耶稣讲了三个比喻。
Here are three parables.
我们不去一一的读了。
We are not going to read all of them.
那么从第十五章第三节开始，一直到第七节，他就讲到一个人，他有一百只羊，但是他失去了一只，他就把那九十九只放下来，然后他就去找那一只，找到了之后，圣经上告诉我们说，他就欢欢喜喜的。
So in verse 3, there's a parable of a man who has 100 sheep. She lost the one, so she just left the 99, went to search for the lost one. After he found it, he was in joy.
然后他又告诉我们说，他说不但他找着了，他也跟他的朋友，他说你们和我一同来欢喜吧。
He said not only he found the sheep, he and his friends, he asked them to all come to enjoy with him.
然后他说一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜。
He said if one man repent, in heaven will have such.
然后接下去他讲到另外一个比喻。
That's the second parable after that.
也是一样，他就拼命找，拼命找，找到了之后，他就欢欢喜喜的。
So yes, when they seek and seek, after they found that they were in much joy.
然后最后一个比喻。
And the last parable.
还是一样。
It's the same.
他就是理当欢喜快乐。
Is you ought to be joy and happy.
所以我自己，你知道这三个经文，其实就是讲主耶稣他自己，就是讲神。
Actually, all these three parables talk about Jesus himself, just God himself.
那么就是他找到了，他欢欢喜喜的，他是一种欢欢喜喜的心来到这个世界上。
So he came to this world with a joyful heart.
是很难。
It's very difficult.
他必须要走过一条很艰难的路。
He has to pass a very difficult journey.
最后被钉死在十字架上。
And then last, he was nailed on the cross.
但是圣经上告诉我们说，他是欢欢喜喜的。
But the Bible tells us he did it cheerfully.
我们做丈夫的，你要欢欢喜喜的做丈夫。
So husbands ought to be cheerful as husbands.
欢欢喜喜的爱你的妻子。
You should love your wife's joy.
第五个。
The fifth.
我们再回到以弗所书哈。
We'll go back to Ephesians.
以弗所书我们看见第二十六节哈。
Verse 26.
他说要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会。我们看见基督是为了他自己的荣耀。
Now we see Christ is for his own glory.
所以圣经上让我们看见，我们一个做丈夫的爱我们的妻子是为了神的荣耀。
So the Bible tells us, for a husband we love our wife is for the glory of God.
不是为了我们自己。
It's not for ourselves.
神做任何事情，从创世纪开始一直到启示录，从起初一直到永远，都是为了他自己的荣耀。
All things that God done from Genesis to Revelation, from beginning to the end, is all for His own glory.
所以弟兄们，
That's why, brothers,
你的婚姻，
your marriage,
你的工作，
your work,
你的养家糊口的技能，
your ability to raise your family,
你教养子女，
and discipline your children,
只有一个目的，
there's only one purpose,
就是神的荣耀，
it's for God's glory.
不是为了你自己。
It's not for yourself.
我们从诗篇二十三篇，我们都很喜欢呢。
We all like Psalm 23.
你知道诗篇二十三篇里面告诉我们说，神引导人走义路，其实是为了他自己的名。
In there it says, God lead us in paths of righteousness is for His own glory.
的的确确会给我们带来好处。
Indeed, it will bring us benefits.
但是还是为了他自己的荣耀。
But it is.Still for His glory.
圣经上让我们看见他不要任何被造之物夺取他的荣耀。
So in the Bible it tells us God will not let any that He created shall rob His own glory.
神把我们放在一个做丈夫的地位。
God put us as position to be husband.
神把我们放在一个做头的地位。
Put us to be a position to be head.
仍然是为了神的荣耀。
Still for God's glory.
不是为了你自己的。
Not for your glory.
这是第五个。
So that's number five.
第六个。
Number six.
要忍耐。
Be patient.
特别我们中间也许你的妻子还没有信主。
Maybe some of your wives are still not a believer yet.
要忍耐。
You have to be patient.
就算你的妻子已经信了主了。
Even though you're...Wives, you are believers.
你要忍耐。
You still have to be patient.
就像主对教会一样。
It's like Christ for the church.
主对我们很忍耐的。
The Lord has great patience for us.
如果我们稍微注意一下的话。
If we just pay a little attention.
我们从早上眼睛一张开，我们就会开始犯罪。
From the time we open our eyes in the morning.We begin to sin.
我不晓得，说不定你在做梦里面都会犯罪。
I don't know if we also sin when we're in our dreams.
大卫说，他说我们是在罪恶里生的。
They said that we were born in sin.
其实罪对我们是很真实的哈。
So sin is very true. It's for us.
这个希伯来书第十二章那边。他说容易残累我们的脱去容易残累我们的罪，其实他的意思是说，他说那个罪啊是不是容易残累我们，是一直缠着我们的。
So in Hebrew 12 where he says actually he's saying that sin is continually be a burdensome to us.
但是神却对我们很有耐心。
But God has a great patience for us.
他一直在等一直在等。
Continue to wait and wait.
所以我们做丈夫的，我们也要有忍耐。
So as husbands, we have to have a patience.
弟兄们。
So brothers.
这是我从以弗所书第五章这边，那么我从另外一个角度来看，不是在这里我们要替我们的太太做什么事情，或者是你要送给她一个什么礼物。
Here, I'm looking at this from.God's perspective is not what we're going to do, what the presents we're going to give to our wives.
我以前我跟一些弟兄在一起查经。
I used to have a Bible study with some brothers.
我就问他们，我说你们怎么爱你们的妻子？
So I asked them, how do you love your wife?
他们说，啊，为妻子舍命啊。
I sacrifice my life for my wife.
我说怎么舍法？
How you gonna sacrifice?
其实我们现在已经很少有这种机会了，对不对？
Now we don't have much opportunity to do that.
他们就开始讲了。
And then they begin to talk.
他们就说，啊，我一个礼拜倒三次垃圾够了吧？垃圾哈。
In 3 days, I take care of the garbage. Would that be good?
还有，我替他装了电脑。
I will put up a computer for her.
然后还有，我替他做什么
？I went for do such and such things.
我替他做什么
？I do other things for her.
然后我就问他们。
And then I asked them.
我说你是一直做吗
？I continue to do that.
没有一个人敢讲。
Nobody can say that.
这就是我们人。
That's just us as a human.
但是当我们从圣经上面，我们去从神的眼光来看这些事情的时候，
when we look this from God's eyes,
那么我们才能够真的是看见神把我们放在一个做丈夫、做头的属灵的意义是什么。
Then we can see the spiritual meaning that God put us husbands as a head.
当然我刚刚讲过最好的礼物就是主耶稣。
Of course, I just said the best present is Christ himself.
但是最重要的是你自己要知道你怎么讲，你的眼睛已经被神打开了，你要看见这些属灵的事情。
So the more important thing is you need to know your eyes have been opened by God. You need to be able to see the spiritual things.
你要自己在属灵的追求里面长进。
You yourself need to grow in your spiritual pursuit.
你自己要把你自己浸泡在神的话语里面。
You need to immerse yourself in God's word.
你自己要先做主的门徒。
You yourself should become Lord's disciple first.
然后我告诉你，你的太太、你的小孩都会跟着你。
Then I can tell you, your wife, your children shall follow you.
弟兄们
，So brothers,
我不知道你是不是已经请你太太吃过饭了。
I don't know if already treated your wife with dinner.
现在我们都知道，今天外面的餐馆。不太容易进去哈。
I know that today it's not easy to get a reservation in the restaurant today.
但是今天我盼望借着这一段经文，我们想一下，到底我给我太太最好的一个礼物是什么。
So today I hope through this passage we can think what is the best present I have to give to my wife.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主，我们感谢你。
Oh, the Lord who loves us, we thank you.
若不是你让我们从死里复活，
If it's not you have resurrected us from death,
若不是你开了我们属灵的眼睛，
If it's not you who have opened our eyes,
我们永远没有办法看见这些属灵的真理。
We can never see such spiritual.
我们永远不知道什么东西才能够真正的满足我们的太太。
We will never know.What things can truly satisfy our wives?
我们来到你面前，也求你赦免我们。
We come before you and ask for your forgiveness.
很多时候，因为我们做丈夫的，我们失职。
Oftentimes, as husbands, we didn't fulfill our duty.
所以很多时候，我们家里面有问题。
So there are times we have problems in our family.
很多时候，家里面小孩子不听话，叛逆。
Oftentimes, our children do not listen; they are stubborn.
这些都是我们的错。
This is our mistake.
我们愿意来到你的面前，承认我们自己的罪。
We come before you and willingly admit our sins.
我们知道你会赦免我们的罪。
We know you will forgive our sins.
主，你会让我们看见我们仍然在你里面。还是有希望。
Oh Lord, please let us know, see that we are still in you, there is still hope.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
感谢你自己的话语。
We thank you for your own words.
感谢你自己的圣灵在我们心中做工。
We thank you for your spirit working in us.
感谢你自己真的是为我们舍命，叫我们能够从死里复活。
We thank you that you have sacrificed your life for us. so that we may resurrect from there.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们这样子感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We give thanks and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.